This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
These are mega contracts, and they entail 25% of our budget.
But the two-month-long tug-of-war over $15.6 billion in contract extensions for the five companies managing Louisiana's Medicaid coverage finally ended late last week. During the fourth joint budget meeting on the subject, it became clear the House Republican-led opposition was prepared to greenlight the extensions, with Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry branding it a victory.
Overall, what we were able to do by not agreeing right away with what you all wanted to do is just to put some language in the contracts that makes everybody feel, the taxpayers feel, a little bit better than we did before. And we allowed the process to work. We might not have gotten everything that we wanted, but we have more than what we originally started. We didn't rubber stamp it. We just allowed the process that we have in place to work. So for the future contracts, I would assume we're going to again continue to allow the process to work.
State Senator Sharon Hewitt framed the struggle as an object lesson.
Well, I think if we learned anything over these last few months, it is that the legislature does want to be involved in these really big contracts. We want to understand and we want to contribute to the conversation.
Senate President John Alario waxed philosophical as well.
I think it's been a good, healthy exercise in a democratic process. I think those who had some concerns certainly have expressed them, and I think they've been addressed in this. I want to compliment both sides in it. At this time, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move for approval of them.
All right. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing no objection, then the recommendation of the department is acceptable.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.